good to be here.
能够在这里面非常的好。
I want to thank Brother Harry to give me a couple more minutes to sit.
谢谢张恒弟兄让我多坐了几分钟。
Because last night, for the first time in my life,
昨天晚上第一次
as I was bringing up some porcelain tiles in my garage.
昨天我从我车库里面搬那个轮胎。
瓷砖
的时候 tile.
For the first time in my life, I sprained my back.
我这一辈子头一次把我的腰给拧了。
闪到腰了。So last night, I was literally like flat on my bed.Looking at the message.
昨天晚上我是平躺在床上来预备我的信息。
Getting old is not fun.
变老不是一件好玩的事。
First time I'm tasting what being old is like.
我也是第一次尝到了年长的滋味。
That's why Brother Harry has this stool right next to me. If I can't keep up and standing,I can sit down, but it's actually better for me to sit instead of bending. So, not stand instead of bending.
其实这就是为什么张恒刚才给我预备了一个凳子。那其实我更喜欢站着，因为站着的话对我的腰不弯的话，站着不弯的话对我的腰更好。
So, let's come to Acts chapter 15.
好，我们一起来看《使徒行传》第十一章。
Yes, there are elements of gospel in here.
的确，在这段经文里面有福音的元素。
But what's even more important here is that for our Christians here.
那么，对我们这些基督徒来讲，更重要的乃是。
There's also a very, very key point that we can hear and listen.
我们可以听更重要的关键点。
So, chapter 15, let's read from verses 1 through 11.
我们一起来读11章的第一节到第十一节。
Verse 1 through 11. Let's read all together in Chinese and English.
我们一同用中文和英文来读第一节到第十一节。
All together, Chinese and English.
我们一起来读中文、英文第一节到第十一节。
So it says, some men came down from Judea, and were teaching the brothers, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. And after Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and debate with them, Paul and Barnabas had some of the others were appointed to go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and the elders about this question. So, being sent on their way by the church, they passed through both Phoenicia and Samaria,
随处传说外邦人归主的事，叫众弟兄都甚欢喜。到了耶路撒冷，教会和使徒并长老都接待他们，他们就述说神同他们所行的一切事。唯有几个信徒是法利赛教门的人起来说，必须给外邦人行割礼，吩咐他们遵守摩西的律法。使徒和长老聚会商议这事，辩论已经多了。彼得就起来说，诸位弟兄，你们知道神早已在你们中间拣选了我，在外邦人从我口中得听福音之道，而且相信，知道人心的神也为他们做了见证，赐圣灵给他们，正如给我们一样，又借着信洁净了他们的心，并不分他们我们。为什么试探神，要把我们祖宗和我们所不能负的恶放在门徒的颈项上呢？我们得救乃是因主耶稣的恩，和他们一样，这是我们所信的。
So the title of this message is called It's All His Work, or It's All God's Work.
今天信息的题目是都是他的工作或者都是神的工作。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, we thank you for this time.
主啊，神，我们为着这段时间来感谢你。
We thank you so much for giving us your words.
我们谢谢你把那话赐给我们。
Lord, these words have such a precious message.
这些话有着极宝贵的信息。
That we truly hope that you may help us see.
我们实在盼望你来帮助我们可以看见。
That you are all that matters.
你就是一切。
That you are doing all of the work.
一切都是你所做成的。
May you help us through this passage to see that we shall follow you.
求你帮助我们借着这段信息我们如何来跟随你。
And may you help us to understand what it is that you want to say to us.
让我们也帮助我们让我们知道借着这段信息你要对我们说什么。
Help us, and we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
愿你帮助我们，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
So again, the title of this passage is called "It's All His Work."
这段信息的题目是“都是他的工作”。
So just a little bit of background.
啊，先讲一点背景。
So before we came to chapter 15.
当我们来到十五章之前。
So Book of Acts, we are about halfway through.
啊，第十五章是《使徒行传》的一半。
At the end of chapter 14,
在十四章的结尾
right before what we just read,
就是我们读的这一段之前
Paul and Barnabas basically just finished what they call, we will call the first missionary trip.
保罗和波拿巴刚刚结束我们所说的第一次宣教旅行
And then they returned back, they didn't go back to Jerusalem, they returned back to the church of Antioch.
他们没有回到耶路撒冷，而是回到安提阿的教会。
So here the setting is at the church of Antioch.
所以这里面我们看到的是在安提阿的教会。
And the church of Antioch is about 400 miles plus or minus north of the church of Jerusalem.
那么安提阿大概在耶路撒冷教会以北400英里的地方。
Paul and Barnabas, they went out long trip, they came back.
保罗和巴拿巴经过一处长途旅行之后，他们回来了。
It was a really dangerous trip.
是一他们经历的是一次非常危险的旅行。
They were being chased.
他们被追杀。
There's death following them.
死亡也在他们身后。
They perform miracles.
他们行了神迹。
There was celebration as well.
也有欢乐的庆典。
But there are also conversions of Gentiles.
也有外邦人归主。
And also the grace of God was with them as well.
神的恩典也与他们同在。
So this was a dangerous trip.
这是一个危险的旅程。
But at the same time was also a very exciting trip.
同时也是一次令人兴奋的旅行。
If you think about it, now when we come to chapter 15,
所以想一想，现在我们来到第十五章。
The setting, the world at that time,
这个时候的情形乃是
that the gospel is formally already spread amongst the Gentiles.
福音在外邦人当中正式传开了。
It's exciting time.
是非常令人兴奋的时刻。
It seems that the work of God is continuing.
神的工作一直在继续。
And that great command by Jesus in chapter 1 is being fulfilled.
耶稣基督在第一章所吩咐他们的大使命也正在应验。
Remember back in chapter 1 before Jesus went up to the heavens.
回到第一章的时候，我们看到主耶稣基督在升天之前。
Jesus said to the apostles.
耶稣对他的门徒说。
And you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
你们要接受从圣灵来的能力。
And you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
你们要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚并全地做我的见证。
So by this time, when we come to chapter 15,
现在我们来到第十五章。
We can see that the gospel, that his witness has already spread the gospel out of Jerusalem, out of Judea, out of Samaria.
这些门徒成为主的见证，使福音已经传出了耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚。
The word of God is actually the word of Jesus Christ is actually being fulfilled.
神的话或者基督的话已经应验了。
You know, it seems like even though the church has struggles already,
虽然看来教会有难处
，there's already persecutions from the inside and from the outside.
内外都有逼迫。
But you know what? God is still working.
但是我们看到神在继续做工。
That the Holy Spirit is continuing to work.
圣灵也在继续做工。
The gospel is spreading wider and wider.
福音越传越广。
And now by this time, gospel is not only in amongst the Jews.
到这个时候，福音不单单在犹太人当中，
that the gospel is also now formally in the Gentiles，
而且福音已经正式地传到了外邦人之中。
But now we come back to the church of Antioch。
现在我们回到在安提阿的教会。
Paul and Barnabas returned from this exciting and dangerous trip。
保罗和巴拿巴从这场充满了危险又充满了令人兴奋的旅程中回来。
There's trouble, and this is no small trouble。
但是呢，他们有一个很大的麻烦。
The trouble that you just read here could shake the very foundation of Christianity。
这我们读到的这个麻烦，他们会动摇耶稣基督的啊、基督信仰的根基。
It might seem to be just a small argument here。
从表面来啊、从表面上来看，不过是一次很小的争吵。
But what they're actually discussing, what they're debating, will appear over and over again, not only in this book, but in many of the other New Testament books.
但是他们所讨论、他们所争论的，不单单出现在这封书信当中，而且在其他的书信当中反复的出现。
If this topic, if this matter that they're arguing about is not settled.
如果他们争论的这件事情不解决，
The Christian faith could be destroyed.
基督的信仰可能被毁灭。
So as we go through this passage verse by verse,
所以当我们读一节一节读这段经文的时候，
I do ask you to keep the Bible close into your hands, no matter it's through the book or through the phone, keep the Bible in your hands because we'll go through verse by verse.
我请弟兄姐妹把你的圣经就放在手中，无论是电子版的还是这个印刷版的圣经放在你的手边，因为我们要一节一节的读。
So let's examine why this passage is so important to us.
然后我们仔细的来看为什么这段经文对我们如此的重要。
And let's see how God will once again reveal himself to us.
然后我们也再看神如何再次向我们启示他自己。
So verses 1 and 2.
第一节和第二节。
But some men came down from Judea and were teaching to the brothers, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. And after Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and debate with them, Paul and Barnabas and some of the others were appointed to go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and the elders about this question.
但有几个人从犹太下来，教训弟兄们说，你们若不照摩西的规条受割礼，不能得救。保罗和巴拿巴与他们起了不小的纷争，争论不休。保罗和巴拿巴还有其他一些人，奉派上耶路撒冷去见使徒和长老。
So these two verses basically said there were people that demanded uncircumcised people to be circumcised.
这两节经文告诉我们说，有人要求那些未受割礼的人，他们必须要受割礼。
And what they say, and this is mostly Gentiles.
那这些未受割礼的人，大部分是外邦人。
Okay, and what they're saying, let's read carefully what they're saying here.
我们仔细的读来看他们说的实际上是什么。
It says they have to be circumcised, otherwise they cannot be saved.
他们必须受割礼，不然的话，他们无法得救。
It seems that this is such a big issue.
这似乎是一个非常大的问题。
That people came from the land of Judah, Judea.
从犹大来的人。
That they, it's such a big issue that they came from Judea to come up and present an argument in Antioch.
这是一件非常大的事，以至于他们要从犹大上到安提阿来。
Okay, here, don't worry about it says going down, going up. Okay, it's kind of confusing.
我们不需要太在意是上来还是下去，虽然这有些令人迷惑。
Yeah, because at that time, even though they're north, they call going south to Jerusalem, they're saying it's going up.
那个时候虽然呢从北方去南方，但是他们却说上到南方。上到耶路撒冷。
And when they say from Jerusalem up to Antioch, they actually in the Bible says they go down.
而从耶路撒冷上安提阿的时候，圣经却说他们下到安提阿。
There's a historical reason for that.
这是因为这是有历史原因的。
Okay, so but don't worry about it.
我们不需要太在意。
Okay, but this is 400 miles they walked.
他们走了400英里。
It's not a short distance.
这不是很短的距离。
Okay, at that time, it's not a short distance. At today, it's not a short distance.
在那个时候不算，这就是很长的旅行，即使是今天也不算短的旅程。
You want to drive 400 miles? It's about from North New Jersey all the way down to about you know Washington D.C.
如果四百英里这样算的话，差不多是从New Jersey 的北部啊，开车开到 DC 华盛顿 DC。
It's not a short distance, and they walked.
这段距离不短，而且他们是步行。
So this must be something really important in their hearts.
所以在他们心中，这是一件非常重要的事。
They came up to Antioch and they presented this question or this argument.
他们来到安提阿是为了提出他们的论点。
This is what they said. They said.While we do accept that it is possible for the Gentiles to accept and become Christian.
所以他们来到那里面是说外邦人如何能够得救呢？
They do accept that
他们接受外邦人是可以得救的。
Okay, before they think in traditional Jews that Gentiles is really, really, really almost impossible, but in, you know, for them to be saved.
对于传统的犹太人来讲，外邦人是非常非常非常难以得救的。
Okay, but now they accept that they can be saved.
现在他们改变了说，他们外邦人是可以得救的。
But there is a condition they have to satisfy.
但是他们必须满足一个条件。
Circumcision.
那就是割礼。
Circumcision, you know, out of all of the 600 plus laws, there is one they must obey.
在六百多条律法当中，有一条他们必须遵守，这就是割礼。
They can't bypass it.
他们无法绕过。
Read carefully what they say.
我们仔细来读他们所说的。
It's not just a suggestion.
不仅仅是一个建议。
It's not just a good to have.
不仅仅是锦上添花。
Okay, it's they're saying if they don't do it, they cannot be saved.
他们是说，如果不这样做，他们就不能得救。
Okay, this is something very absolute.
这是非常斩钉截铁的。
They cannot be saved.
他们无法得救。
If they do not get circumcised.
如果他们不受割礼。
Paul and Barnabas, they just came back from their first mission trip.
保罗和巴拿巴刚刚从他们第一次旅行回来。
They just spread the gospel to the Gentiles.
他们刚刚向外邦人传福音。
And their fundamental message to the Gentiles is.
他们对外邦人的基本的信息乃是
that Jewish tradition believes by obeying the laws of Moses that man can be made righteous.
犹太的传统认为人通过遵守律法可以成为义人
that man can be made right in front of God by obeying the laws of Moses.
靠着遵行律法人可以在神面前成为义
That's what the Jewish tradition said.
这是犹太传统的说法。
But Paul and Barnabas now they're saying men are now made righteous according to Jesus Christ.
保罗和巴拿巴现在说，人是因着耶稣基督而成为义。
And only because of Jesus Christ, nothing else.
唯独耶稣基督，没有任何其他的事情。
And Jesus Christ is enough.For them to be saved.
耶稣基督使人完全可以使人得救。
All they have to do is accept Jesus Christ.
他们所要做的就是接受耶稣基督。
Okay, and that Jesus Christ is not only given to the Jewish people.
耶稣基督不仅仅是给赐给犹太人的。
But all Gentiles, Jesus Christ is open to you as well.
所有的外邦人，耶稣基督也是向你们敞开的。
You know, so this is the fundamental question, fundamental message that Paul and Barnabas spread to the Gentiles and also the Jewish people in their first mission trip.
这是保罗和巴拿巴在他们第一次宣教旅行当中向外邦人，也是向犹太人传讲的信息，基本的信息。
If this foundation is broken.
如果这个根基破裂了
This can rock the very foundation of our Christian belief.
就会摇动我们信仰的基本信仰。
It is basically saying that believing in Jesus Christ is not enough.
这就是说相信耶稣基督还不够。
You have to do something else.
你还要做更多的事情。
Okay, we can see that Paul and Barnabas did not back down.
我们看到保罗和巴拿巴啊，没有退缩。
And they strongly defended against these people's claims.
他们极力地主张 他们极力的辩护。
And this was so important that it was decided by the Church of Antioch to appoint Paul and Barnabas and some others to be sent to Jerusalem.
这件事情太重要了，以致安提阿的教会决定让保罗、巴拿巴和其他的人去耶路撒冷。
Remember here, Paul and Barnabas didn't just say, "Hey, let's go ourselves."
保罗和巴拿巴没有说我们可以，我们保罗和巴拿巴没有说我们就这样去做。
Okay, the Church of Antioch appointed them to go to Jerusalem.
是耶路撒冷的教会指派他们去耶路撒冷。
Because later on, as you can see, these group of people that came from the land of Judea was suspected to be sent out by the church in Jerusalem.
因为以后我们也会看到，这些来到安提阿的人也是耶路撒冷教会派他们去的。
Okay, suspected to be.
啊，他们因为
大概可能，
因为那因为。这些人让人以为他们是耶路撒冷派去的。
Okay, so they sent Paul and Barnabas and some others to the Church of Jerusalem, basically to tackle the question at the root, right?
所以呢，安提阿的教会他们指派保罗、巴拿巴和其他的人去耶路撒冷。
And this is why, this is also Jerusalem is also where a lot of the apostles and the elders sat.
那耶路撒冷呢是许多的使徒和长老所在的地方。
And this question must be answered.
这个问题必须得到答案。
So they continued on. There's no rest for Paul and Barnabas, right? Their journey continued on.
所以呢，保罗和巴拿巴没有休息，他们继续上路，继续他们的旅行。
So now they are on their way to Jerusalem.
所以呢，他们上路去耶路撒冷。
Verse 3 and 4.
第三节第四节。
So being sent on their way by the church, they passed through both Phoenicia and Samaria, describing in detail the conversion of the Gentiles, and brought great joy to all the brothers. When they came to Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church and the apostles and the elders, and they declared all that God had done with them.
于是教会送他们起行，他们经过腓力基、撒玛利亚，随处传说外邦人归主的事，叫众弟兄都甚欢喜。到了耶路撒冷，教会和使徒并长老都接待他们，他们就述说神通他们一切所行的事。
If we have the PowerPoint slide one, just show you the map at the time. Okay, a little perspective for you. So
在 PowerPoint 上面有啊有地图，大家可以了解一下。
So we can see that they went on their way, their journey to Jerusalem.
可以看到他们上耶路撒冷这段旅程。
If you see the circle on the top, that's Antioch.
所以上面那一个圆圈就是安提阿。
Okay, if you see the circle on the very, very bottom, that's Jerusalem.
最下面一个圆圈就是耶路撒冷。
So they basically passed through the two regions, not just cities, but the regions of Phoenicia and Samaria in the middle.
所以呢，他们途中要经过两个地区，一个地区就是啊腓尼基，另外一个地区就是撒玛利亚。这不是城市，而是两个地区。
Okay, so just giving you a little perspective.
所以大家可以有一个概念。
So as they walk down and pass through Phoenicia and Samaria.
所以他们是下去经过腓尼基和撒玛利亚。
They continue to share with Jewish brothers and sisters on God's work on the Gentiles.
他们继续与犹太的弟兄姐妹分享神在外邦人身上所做的工作。
Now just imagine what their feeling was like.
不是直接分享一下他们的感觉如何。
Okay, Paul and Barnabas just couldn't hide their enthusiasm.
保罗和巴拿巴无法掩盖他们的热忱。
They were describing as they were walking along these regions, they were describing to brothers and sisters.The conversion of the Gentiles.
一路上，他们向弟兄姐妹描述这些外邦人他们如何信主。
Hey, brothers and sisters in Phoenicia.
Hey, 在腓尼基的弟兄姐妹啊。
Hey, brothers and sisters in Samaria.
在撒玛利亚的弟兄姐妹们。
You know what? All people, all kingdom, all nations, they're all coming to God.
你们知道吗？所有的国度、所有的国家、所有的啊。人民他们都来到神的面前。
That the gospel is being spread wide.
福音广传了。
And not only from within Israelites.
不单单只在以色列当中。
But it's now spread out to everyone.
现在福音传给了每一个人。
You know, God's grace is bigger than what we thought it to be.
神的恩典远远超过我们的想象。
God's grace is for everyone.
神的恩典是给每一个人的。
And how did the brothers and sisters in Phoenicia and Samaria react to this?
那在腓尼基和撒玛利亚的弟兄姐妹他们如何的回应呢？
The Bible said the Christian believers had great joy.
圣经告诉我们说基督徒的信徒有极大的喜乐。
Not just any joy, but great joy.
不是任何的喜乐，而是极大的喜乐。
This is such a beautiful picture.
这是一幅非常美丽的图画。
The house of God praying, taking joy, praising, the taking joy together.
神的殿，他们一同的赞美，一同的欢喜快乐。
And when Paul and Barnabas finally reached Jerusalem,
当保罗和巴拿巴最后达到了耶路撒冷的时候，
they were welcomed by three groups of people.
他们受到来自三个方面的欢迎。
They were welcomed by the apostles.
使徒欢迎他们。
They were welcomed by the elders.
长老们欢迎他们。
But they were also welcomed by the church.
他们也受到了教会的欢迎。
What does it mean to be welcomed by the church?
受到教会欢迎是什么意思？
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
Church is not a building.
教会不是一个建筑。
They were welcomed by church means they were welcomed by the brothers and sisters.
他们受到教会的欢迎，就是他们受到了弟兄姐妹的欢迎。
Right, and when they were welcomed by these people, and Paul and Barnabas continue to declare what God has done.
他们受到了欢迎，保罗和巴拿巴继续的宣讲神的作为。
They couldn't stop sharing.
他们无法停止他们的分享。
This is so exciting.
太令人兴奋了。
They have gone through so much.
他们经历了如此之多。
They have escaped death.
他们逃脱了死亡。
They have performed miracles.
他们行了神迹。
They have converted many, many people.
他们使很多人信主。
They have achieved a groundbreaking achievement, and that is gospel widespread to the Gentiles.
他们取得了突破性的成就，那就是福音传给了外邦人。
They were just filled with excitement.
他们充满了兴奋。
And they were welcomed by the church.
他们受到教会的欢迎。
And all of this,
所有这一切。
In verse 4, it says, they shared what God had done with them.
就是第四节所说的，他们分享神同他们所行的一切事。
Brothers and sisters, you know what that means?
弟兄姐妹，知道这是什么意思吗？
This means that God is co-working with them.
意思就是说神与他们同工。
You know what a wonderful truth this is.
这是何等奇妙的真理。
That God is willing to co-work with men.
神愿意与人合作。
That all of the troubles they've gone through.
他们所经历的一切难处。
But also all of the miracles that they have performed.
他们行的一切的神迹。
And all of the people that they have converted.
他们那些因着他们信息而信主的人。
Paul and Barnabas is saying it's not just our work. It's not just our work.
啊，那不单单是人所做的。
Yes, we did some work.
确实我们做了一些工。
But you know what? It is that God that is working, co-working with us.
乃是神与我们同工。
It's God that He is using us.To accomplish what he wants to do.
那是神用我们来成就他要所做的。
You know, a lot of times when we look around what's happening in church.
很多时候，当我们看教会所做的事情的时候。
When we see all of the work that brothers and sisters have put in to have this fellowship, this gathering.
当我们看到弟兄姐妹所摆上的，为着这个聚会所摆上所做的一切的时候。
During the announcement, you can see, right? You have a lot of different gatherings.
那刚才报告的时候，大家看到有许多的聚会。
You have the English Bible study.
有英文的查经。
You have the senior fellowship.
有喜年团契。
Right, you have Sunday Bible school, the Sunday schools.
有主日学。
You have so many of these gatherings that people are working hard to do these.
有看到人做了许多的工作。
You can see, you know, we are talking about messages here.
也讲到我们今天这样的信息，
It's men's words,
是人的话。
But you know, in the Bible it says that God is co-working with us.
但是圣经里面讲是神与我们同工。
In every aspect of the church, God is co-working with us.
在教会的每一个方面都是神与我们同工。
It's not just us.
不单单是我们。
It's not just God.
不单单是神。
We're co-working with each other.
我们乃是彼此合作。
So wow, this is a wonderful time, right? Everyone is joyful.
这是何等美好的时候，每一个人都是充满了喜乐。
But then, verse 5.
但是到了第五节。
It says, but some believers who belonged to the party of the Pharisees rose up and said, it is necessary to circumcise them and order them to keep the laws of Moses.
唯有几个信徒是法利赛教门的人起来说，必须给外邦人行割礼，吩咐他们遵守摩西的律法。
So just imagine, you're,
想象一下
you're welcoming this, you know, this group of brothers were being welcomed by all of church, apostles, elders, everyone happy, enjoying, listening to the work of God, everyone praising, so on and so forth.
想象一下教会使徒长老都来欢迎你，大家每一个人都是那样的喜乐，你在分享大家、
so,
分享神的工作。
this gathering hall, just imagine it's filled with joy, laughter.
这样的聚集充满了喜乐。
But all of a sudden there's a group of people that came, the party poopers.
但的时候有人来搅局。
These people are not happy.
这些人不满意。
They're dissatisfied.
他们不满意。
All right, they're still clinging to the laws of Moses.
他们还抓着摩西的律法。
They repeated the message and said, no, 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 no. Gentiles, if they want to be saved, it is necessary for them to be circumcised.
他们坚持他们的教训说，不，外邦人如果要得救的话，他们必须要受割礼。
This is a must.
这是必须的。
This is not a suggestion.
这不是一个建议。
And guess what? They added something more.
而且他们还加上了更多。
They added something more than just what was told to Antioch. Now in Jerusalem, they add something else.
他们除了在安提阿所教训的那些，今天在耶路撒冷的时候，他们加上了更多的东西。
For the Gentiles, in addition to be circumcised, they have to obey the law of Moses.
对于外邦人来讲，除了他们要受割礼之外，他们还要遵守摩西的律法。
You know how many laws there in the law of Moses?
大家知不知道在摩西律法当中一共有多少条诫命？
Some people actually counted, right?
有人去计算。
It's plus or minus 614.
大概614条左右。
Okay, plus or minus. There are some arguments about how many exact, but it's about 614.
大概是614条，可能多一些，可能少一些。
So here, the party of Pharisees.
这里面法利赛教门的人。
They're not only Pharisees, there's a party that belong, that are following the Pharisees' teaching.
他们不单单是法利赛人，而且他们是一个遵守法利赛教训的教门的人。
Okay, so this group of people is saying, not only do they have to be circumcised, but guess what? They also have to continue to obey the entirety of the law of Moses.
这些人，他们说，你们不单单要受割礼，而且你们要完全遵守摩西的律法。
Otherwise, they cannot be saved.
不然的话，不能得救。
Absolutely cannot be saved.
绝对不能得救。
ButWhen you hear this, let's not point the finger so quickly.
当你听到这一点的时候，你不要太快地指责他们。
Let's think about it.
想象一下。
This is a group of people that have already lived in the customs of Moses for their entire life.
这是一批他们一生都遵守摩西的规条的人。
This, you know, the Pharisees and these people, these are the group of people that have considered themselves to be the special choice group of people by God.
这一群人，他们从小就被教导，他们是被神所节选的特殊的人群。
Ever since they were little, they did not consider the Gentiles to be something that's much of consideration.
他们从小就有这样的观念，外邦人算不得什么。
They have been taught ever since they are a little baby that they are the special and chosen one.
他们从非常小的时候就被教导他们是被节选的特殊的人群。
That they are the ones that God loves.
神所爱的是他们这些人。
That they are the ones that God cares the most about.
他们是神所最最关爱的人。
And the law of Moses is what differentiates them from all the other Gentiles.
是摩西的律法使他们与外邦人不同。
It's really, really difficult for these people to change their mindset.
让这批人改变他们的心意是非常非常困难的。
You know, sometimes people can just be trained so much in their lives to think one way.
那么，有的时候人会被训练成用一种方式去思考。
That is so hard and takes so long for them to see another way, isn't it?
让他们改变看问题的方式是需要很长时间，而且是一个非常困难的过程，不是这样吗？
You know, when I came back recently from a trip, a business trip to Australia.
我刚刚从澳大利出差回来。
And sitting right next to me on that 17-hour flight was a Jewish rabbi.
坐在我旁边一起飞了17个小时回来的是一个犹太人的拉比。
I actually took some pictures because I asked him very carefully because I saw a little book with Hebrews on it.
那我非常小心地问他可不可以照一张照片，因为我看到他有一本希伯来文的圣经。
And later on, I saw him was being very kind, and I asked, "Can I actually take a read at it?"
我看他很慈祥，所以我问他，我可不可以打开看一看
？It's actually Hebrews and English, version.
其实呢是希伯来文与英文对照的。
It's a reference book. They also have reference books.
是一参考书，他们竟然也有参考书。
Okay, of the book of Exodus.
那是讲到出埃及记。
So I was just reading it.
所以我就在读。
I was actually enjoying it.
我非常喜欢读。
So I took down the ISBN. I was gonna buy the whole set.
所以呢
，the book number that I can buy it.
所以呢，我就把那个印刷那个印刷号。拿下来，所以我可以去买一本。
Okay, I can tell you these
出版号。
Along the long flight, right?
在这个从澳大利亚飞回来是非常长的一段旅行。
I can tell you, compared to him, I'm embarrassed.
跟他相比的话，我自己很羞愧。
You know what I was doing? I was browsing the movies.
因为我呢是我是在翻那个电影。
I was browsing the movies and you know what he was reading?
那我在浏览电影的时候，他在读什么呢
？Other than sleeping.
在我在翻的时候。
No, for him.
他在。
Other than doing the.
除了睡觉之外。
Other than he was sleeping.
除了睡觉之外。
He was reading his Bible.
他在读他的圣经。
He was reading his reference book.
他在读那本参考书。
I was like, my Bible is in my luggage.
而我的圣经则放在箱子里。
I can read my cell phone.
我可以看我的手机。
But there's no signal, so I can't open up my cell phone app.
那因为飞机上没有信号，所以我不能看我手机上的 app.
And I get plane sick as well, so I can't read on the plane. I can watch movies, but I can't read.
那在飞机上我。可以看电影，但是没有办法读。
I was like, oh man,
oh, yeah.
This guy, he's really serious about the word of God.
这个人对神的话真的很认真。
Let's not point fingers so quickly.
所以我们不要那么快就指责别人。
If you think about you and I, in our lives,
我们想想我们在自己的生活里面。
We're pretty stubborn people as well.
我们也是很顽固的人。
You know, in many, many aspects, if you think carefully, it's also very hard for other people to change the way you think.
那么从很多方面，我们也看到别人很难改变我们的想法。
Right. So let's not point fingers so quickly, right?
我们不要那么快的指责。
So, and finally, when we see, we come to see Peter's explanation.
啊，最后呢，我们可以看到彼得如何来解释。
When we come to verse 6-9,
第六节到第九节的时候，
this is the key to today's message.
这是今天啊信息的关键。
This is the center of today's message.
这是今天信息的中心。
Okay, so we're going to take a little bit deeper dive into it.
所以我们要看得深入一点。
Verse 6-9.
第六到第九节。
The apostles and the elders were gathered together to consider this matter. And there had been much debate. Peter stood up and said to them, Brothers, you know that in the early days God made a choice among you, that by my mouth the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, who knows the heart, bore witness to them by giving them to the Holy Spirit, just as he did to us.And he made no distinction between us and them, having cleansed their hearts by faith.
使徒和长老聚会商议这事，辩论已经多了。彼得就起来说：“诸位弟兄，你们知道，神早已在你们中间拣选了我，叫外邦人从我口中得听福音之道，而且相信。知道人心的神也为他们做了见证，赐圣灵给他们，正如给我们一样。”又借着信洁净了他们的心，并不分他们我们。
So, if we can put up the PowerPoint, next slide. They were having arguments, the apostles and the elders.
在使徒和长老之间起了争论。
They were arguing with one another about the different theories and so on and so forth.
他们之间彼此争论，有各样的理论等等等等。
And some time has passed. Some time has passed.
好，过了一段时间。
Peter finally stood up.
最后，彼得站起来。
And he said the following to these brothers.
他向弟兄们说了这样的话。
Verse 7, he said.
第七节，他说。
God made a choice among you that by my mouth the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe.
神在你们中间节选了我，叫外邦人从我口中得听福音之道，而且相信。
In verse 7 here it says that God made a choice.
第七节说神节选了我。
To choose Peter to start spreading the gospel to the Gentiles.
去节选了彼得，叫彼得向外邦人传福音。
Remember, it is God that chose Peter to talk to the Gentiles.
请记得是神节选彼得向外邦人传福音。
If you remember what happened back then,
如果还记得之前发生的事，
Did Peter want to do it at first?
彼得一开始他想要这样做吗？
No.
不。
Peter was praying in the upper room.
彼得在房顶上祷告。
Okay, and all of a sudden there's this image that appeared in front of him.
结果彼得突然看见一个异象。
There was a blanket, right, filled with clean and unclean things.
有一块布，上面盛满了各样洁净和不洁净的动物。
It descended down to him.
从天上降到他面前。
And then there's this voice that said to him,
"Kill
it and eat."
有声音对他说：“起来吃掉。
”What did Peter say?
彼得说什么
？Oh, no, 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 Lord, no, no, no.
他彼得说不主啊不
And this happened how many times?
发生了重复了多少次
Three times, right?
三次
Not just once, three times
不单单一次而是三次
And just as Peter was still struggling with this concept of clean and unclean
就在彼得还在洁净与不洁净之间挣扎的时候
The messenger from the centurion Cornelius knocked on his door, right?
这时候从哥尼流派来的人就敲门了。
And then somehow, you know, Peter went to Cornelius' house in Caesarea.
后来呢，彼得就到了撒加利亚的哥尼流他们家。
Right, and then it was all Gentiles.
那里聚满了外邦人。
But then he just spread the gospel to the Gentiles.
彼得就向外邦人传福音。
Remember, Peter at first he wasn't like, "Ooh, spreading gospel to Gentiles, me first."
彼得并不是一开始并不是说要向外邦人传福音吗？让我去。
No, he didn't understand.
不，他一开始并不明白。
He was struggling.
他也在挣扎。
But here it says God chose me to do it.
这里面他说神拣选我去做。
Okay, that Peter got what God. Peter understood what God wanted to do.
彼得明白神要做什么。
Remember, God did this.
记得是神做了这件事。
Second, in verse 8.
第二件，第二点，第八节。
Next verse, next slide. It is God that bore witness to them.
是神为他们做见证。
And more importantly, God knows the heart.
更重要的是，神知道人心。
You may say, wait a minute. There's a problem in verse 8, right?
你可能会说，等一下，第八节好像有问题。
Wasn't it that Peter was bearing witness to the Gentiles?
向外邦人做见证的不是彼得吗？
Right at the house of Cornelius, it was Peter that stood up and spread the gospel.
在哥尼流家站起来说话的是彼得呀。
It was Peter that bore witness.
是彼得在做见证。
Right, but why did Peter here say that it is God that bore witness to them?
彼得为什么在这里面说是神做见证呢？
You know, brother and sister, we have to understand one thing.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要知道一件事。
If we are in a gospel meeting,
我们在福音聚会的时候，
and you see people come to Jesus Christ and decide to accept Jesus Christ into their hearts,
当我们看到有人来到耶稣基督的面前，决定接受耶稣基督进入他心的时候，
you may think that it is the work of the speaker.
你可能以为这是讲员所做的工作。
You know, sometimes when you hear gospel meetings, you will see one of the first things you will see is check is who the speaker is, right?
你知道，当有福音聚会的时候，我们常常做的一件事情是先看看讲员是谁。
If it's this speaker, oh, I want to come.
如果是这个讲员，哦，我要来参加。
If it's that speaker, I'll think about it.
如果是另外一个讲员，我再想一想。
Right?
是不是
？We all focus on the speaker.
我们的焦点是在讲员。
But you know what? The work that changes people's hearts are always done by God.
但是要知道，改变人心的永远是神所做的。
Yes, good speakers may attract people more.
是的，好的讲员可以更吸引人。
Maybe the words of men can inspire people for some time.
人的话可以使人有一段时间被感动，被感动一段时间。
But it's only for a time, for a moment. But it's only for temporary.
但是呢，都是暂时。
It is only God that can change people's lives.
只有神可以改变人的生命。
It is only God that can, from the deepest end, change people's hearts.
人只有神可以从人的最心处来改变他。
In Philippians chapter 2, it says that it is God that works in the hearts of men.
腓立比书第二章说是神在人心里面做工。
It is God that's the one that knows the heart of men, as it says here.
神是知道人心的那一位。
Men's words cannot truly make other men to turn to Jesus.
人的话不能真正使人的心转向耶稣。
Maybe men's word can do it temporarily.
人的话也许有一阵子的作用，只有一阵子。
But the true work in people's hearts are done by God and God alone.
但是人心里面真正做工的是神。
And only God.Not you and I.
只有神，不是你我。
Only God knows the heart of men.
只有神知道人心。
As it says here, only God knows.
就像这里面所说的，只有神知道。
Let's not be so arrogant and so foolish to think that we understand fully what other people are thinking and what troubles they have in their hearts.
我们不要那么骄傲，我们不要那么愚蠢，以为我们可以知道人心里面是怎么样想的，人心里面是什么样。
Only through the words of God,
只有神的话。
Only God himself,
只有神自己。
Truly know the men, the hearts of men.
知道人心。
that he can bear witness, that God can bear witness to them.
只有神可以向他们做见证。
Okay. And verse 8, continue on, right? The next point, also verse 8, it is God that gave them the Holy Spirit.
第八节下面继续说，是神把圣灵赐给他们。
Just as it was given to the Jews.
如同给犹太人一样。
The mark of the Holy Spirit is such an important sign for us Christians.
圣灵的印记对我们基督徒来讲是如此重要的一个标志。
At the moment when we truly accept Jesus Christ,
当我们真正接受耶稣基督那一刻，
Yes, Jesus comes into our hearts.
耶稣基督进入我们内心。
Yes, Holy Spirit also comes into our lives.
同样，圣灵也进入我们内心。
Holy Spirit is a mark on Christians.
圣灵是基督徒的印记。
It is a mark for our inheritance.
是我们得产业的印记。
It is a mark that God can recognize us by.
是神认得我们的印记。
This Holy Spirit was what Jesus promised to his disciples.
这圣灵就是神向他的门徒所应许，就是基督向他的门徒所应许的。
And what is the true baptism that you and I must go through?
我们必须经历的真正的洗礼是什么？
It's not the baptism that you go into the water and come out.
不是我们进到水里面出来这个洗礼。
Sure, that's a very, very important a ritual that we must do because that's what Jesus Christ wanted us to do. So yes, that's important.
的确，因为耶稣基督这样吩咐我们，所以我们经受这个水的洗礼是一个非常重要的仪式。
But what's even more important is that the Holy Spirit baptizes us.
那更重要的乃是圣灵洗了我们。
It doesn't matter if you feel it or not.
你有没有经历到无关紧要。
Feel it, 感觉。
你有没有感觉？你有没有感觉到无关紧要？
Okay, it is a fact that if you are a true believer, then you are baptized by the Holy Spirit.
而是你如果是一个真正的相信的人，你已经受了圣灵的洗。
And guess what? This Holy Spirit is not only given to the Jews now.
这个圣灵现在不单单给了犹太人。
This is given to the Gentiles as well.
同时也给了外邦人。
This important mark of salvation is also given to the Gentiles as well.
这个得救的重要的标记也赐给了外邦人。
So what do we have so far?
那么到现在我们看到了什么？
Peter basically is saying to the elders and the apostles.
那彼得基本上是对长老和使徒们说，
It is God that prepared a speaker.
是神预备了说话的人。
It is God himself that bore witness to these Gentiles.
是神自己向外邦人做见证。
It is God himself that gave the Holy Spirit to the Gentiles.
是神他自己将圣灵赐给外邦人。
I can't give Holy Spirit to the Gentiles.
我不能把圣灵给外邦人。
It is God that gave the Holy Spirit to the Gentiles.
是神把圣灵赐给外邦人。
What's even more?
更多的是。
The next line, verse 9.
第九节。
God cleansed Gentiles' hearts.By faith. Oh, sorry. Yeah, next. There you go.
因着信，神洁净了外邦人的心。
How are the hearts cleansed?
人的心是如何被洁净的？
By faith.
借着信。
Not by circumcision.
不是借着洗礼，不是借着割礼。
This is by God's design. This is by God's will.
这是神的设计，这是神的意志。
When people, when I, Peter, was still arguing about what's clean, what's unclean.
当我彼得还在为着洁净不洁净而挣扎的时候。
When we, Jewish people, we're still arguing who is clean, who is unclean.
当我们这些犹太人还在争论谁是洁净的，谁是不洁净的时候。
To do what will make you clean?
做什么可以使我们洁净的时候？
To do what makes you unclean.
做什么让我们不洁净的时候？
You know what God is saying?
你知道神说了什么吗？
God is saying the true cleansing, the important cleansing is the cleansing of the heart.
神乃是说真正的洁净乃是心灵的洁净。
And the cleansing of hearts is done not by do what and not do what.
而新的洁净不是通过做什么不做什么。
The cleansing of hearts is done by faith.
新被洁净乃是借着信心。
But not by any outside work.
不是借着外面的工作。
But by faith in God.
而是借着对着神的信。
This is not my declaration, not Peter's declaration.
这不是我的宣告，不是彼得的宣告。
This is not my rule.
不是我的规则。
This is God's rule.
这是神的定规。
This is God's design.
这是神的设计。
You may not like it.
你也许不喜欢。
Jewish brothers and sisters, you may not like it.
犹太的弟兄姐妹，也许你们不喜欢。
But this is how God wants it done.
但是神要这样做。
Okay. So a speaker appointed by God, the blessing of the Holy Spirit given by God.
讲话的人是神所节选的，圣灵是神所赐给的。
God witnessing himself through the Holy Spirit.
神也借着圣灵来做见证。
And God has designed that man will be cleansed by faith.
神定规了人要借着信心而被洁净。
This is all done by God.
所有这一切都是神做的。
Not by me, Peter.
不是借着我彼得。
Not by Paul or Barnabas.
也不是借着保罗和巴拿巴。
This is all God's work.
都是神的工作。
Okay, so here it says, verse 9, does not differentiating Gentiles from Jewish, right, according to the matter of salvation.
所以第九节这里面说，不分他们我们得救。
Both Jews and Gentiles are saved through the work of God.
犹太人、外邦人都是借着神的工作而得救。
Jews and Gentiles are not saved by the work of men.
犹太人、外邦人都不是借着人的工作而得救。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Then Peter asked a very interesting question.
彼得问了一个很有趣的问题。
Why are you putting God to the test by placing a yoke on the neck of the disciples that neither our fathers nor we have been able to bear?
现在为什么试探神要把我们祖宗和我们所不能负的轭放在门徒的颈项上呢？
He was saying, hey, guys, wake up.
他其实是说醒一醒吧。
You know, you and I both know that obeying the laws of Moses, men will fail again and again.
你我都知道，如果靠着遵守摩西的律法，我们只会一次一次的失败。
Neither our fathers nor ourselves can do this.
我们的父辈和我们都做不到。
When they say our fathers, it's not just one generation up, my father.
当他说到父辈的时候，不单单是说我们的上一辈。
He was basically saying all of our ancestors, none of them were able to do it.
乃是说我们所有的祖先都做不到。
Obeying the laws of Moses, many have tried, all have failed.
许多人都尝试着要遵守摩西的律法，但是全都失败了。
All of them,
全部。
There's not one,
没有一个人。
David, no. Moses himself, no.
大卫做不到，摩西自己也做不到。
But God himself has just shown us a new way.
但是神却为我们显明了一条新的方法，新条道路。
We just said it to you.
我刚刚告诉你们。
In front of this amazing grace.
在这样的恩典面前。
In front of this amazing plan.
在这样奇妙的计划面前。
Right? Why are you still trying to go back to the way that does not work?
为什么还要回到行不通的道路上？
It's almost like you driving every single day and you've tried for 10 years to know that highway will have traffic, heavy traffic, from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock every single day.
就好像过去的十年里面，你知道那条高速公路上每天五点到十点都会非常非常的堵车，但每天你都试过。
But every single day you have just this wish, maybe today's not gonna be traffic today.
但是每天你都会抱着幻想，也许今天不会堵车。
Stop great being insane.
不要再这样荒谬了。
You know what's a famous saying by Einstein?
你记不知道爱因斯坦说过一句非常有名的话
？The definition of insanity is to try to do the same thing over and over again and expect a different outcome.
愚蠢的定义就是你每次做同样的事情，但是却期望结果是不同的。
Here, Peter was saying the way he described it is, "Why do you tempt?"
彼得在这里面却是这样说：“你们为什么要试探神
？”Guys, what you are doing, you are actually tempting God.
嘿，伙计们，你们在做什么？你们是在试探神。
This is a very interesting question.
这是一个非常有趣的问题。
Tempting God can also be interpreted as testing God.
试探神也可以翻译成试炼神。
Okay, let's think back a little bit in this book.
我们再回头想一想。
When Christians were persecuted in the book of Acts,
当
we didn't hear the Bible record that God was being tested.
当《使徒行传》记载到门徒受逼迫的时候，那里面没有说神被试探。
When Christians were dying, we didn't hear the Bible say God was being tested.
当基督徒死去的时候，也没有说神。被试炼，被试探。
When Christians lacked faith, we didn't hear that God was being tested.
当基督徒缺少信心的时候，我们也没有看到说神被试探。
Think about it.
想一想。
But being tested, God being tested is here, mentioned here.
但是这里面却提到神被试探。
Jesus' death.
耶稣的死。
Jesus' suffering,
基督的受难
Jesus coming into the world,
基督来到这个世界
is to accomplish something that cannot be accomplished by men,
来成就人所不能成就的事
Salvation by faith is something that cannot be accomplished by men,
因信得救不是人能够做到的
But there are people that want to do something that's different.
但是这里面我们看到有人他们所做的不同。
There are some people that want to change what Jesus has done for us.
有人想要改变耶稣为我们所做的。
Peter here is asking.
彼得在这里面乃是问。
After what I just described, how God has prepared and worked for the gospel.
刚刚讲完神是如何预备成就。
All the work that God has done for the Gentiles to hear the gospel.
神让外邦人听到福音所做的一切。
You want to test this?
你想要试探吗
？You want to challenge it?
你们想要挑战吗
？You want to take it away?
你们想要挪去吗
？Death, imprisonment, difficulties. These are all small matters in God's eyes. You know.
在神的眼中，死亡、逼迫、苦难，在神的眼中都算不得什么。
But when you want to challenge the work of Jesus Christ that Jesus has done, that is serious matter in God's eyes.
但是，如果你要想要挑战耶稣基督的工作，在神的眼中是件非常严重的事。
Do not test God.
不要试探神。
By trying to change this.
借着试图改变这件事情。
This is really important and serious in God's hearts.
在神的心目中，这是非常重要、非常严重的事。
Do not test God.
不要试探神。
In verse 11.
第十一节。
But we believe that we will be saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, just as they will.
我们得救乃是因主耶稣的恩和他们一样，这是我们所信的。
What we have received, they have also received.
我们所得到的，他们也得到了。
Is if anyone else is saved through any other way,
如果任何人是通过其他方式得救
，then Jesus Christ died on the cross in vain, right?
那么耶稣基督就是在十字架上白白死去。
This is the core of our faith.
这是我们信心的核心。
So in conclusion, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，我们的结论乃是。
We can see from this passage.
从这段经文中，我们可以看到
how much work God has put in.
神 做了多少的工作
to make sure the gospel can be spread to everyone.
以确保福音可以传给每一个人。
He is like the perfect example of a good worker.
他就是一个好工人的完美的典范。
He chose, he prepared who to speak for him.
他选择了谁为他说话。
He worked in people's hearts.
他在人心中做工。
He himself bare the witness.
他自己做见证。
He gave the Holy Spirit to the Christians.
他把圣灵赐给基督徒。
He cleansed people's hearts.
他洁净人心。
He himself, through Jesus Christ, accomplished the salvation.
借着耶稣基督，他自己完成了救赎。
He has done so much, and he cares so much for this great gospel.
他做了如此之多，他也非常非常的在意这个伟大的福音。
And that is what he cares the most. And this gospel is for everyone.
他非常在意这个为着每一个人所预备的福音。
But what represents the biggest hurdle to the gospel?
那么福音最大的障碍是什么？
What represents the biggest challenge to Christianity?
基督信仰最大的挑战是什么？
In our lives that we live in today.
在我们今天的生活的环境里面
especially if you live in New Jersey,
特别是如果你在新泽西生活
or California,
或者加州
or the, you know, Seattle,
或者西雅图
you can feel that our Christian faith is being challenged every day.
你会感觉到我们的信仰每天都受到挑战
but what represents the biggest challenge to us?
但是对我们来讲最大的挑战是什么？
Is it LGBTQ?
是同性恋吗？
Is it abortion?
是堕胎吗？
Is it who the president is?
是谁当总统吗？
A lot of times we worry about these things a lot.
很多时候我们非常为这些事情非常的忧心。
We feel that the Christianity will be hampered and destroyed by these.
我们担心我基督信仰会被这些东西所削弱 所毁坏
But brothers and sisters, no.
但是弟兄姐妹们
God is not being tempted by these.
这些事情不能试探神
God is being tempted, but God is being tested. Not that he will fail the test, okay?
这不是因为神会失败
Okay, but God is being tested when man says,Hey, let's make up the rules for salvation.
而是当人制定了救赎的规则的时候，这是对神的试探。
It is when men start to think, hey, men's ways are better than God's ways.
而是当人以为人的方法高于神的方法。
When people start to think that men's work, men's smarts and talent.
而是当人想到人所做的工，人的智慧。
Right, that men's doing, men's undoing are what determines salvation.
当时人以为人所做的人不做的能够决定
determine salvation.
能够决定救恩的时候
This is the danger that we need to watch out for.
这是我们所要在意的危险
Brothers and sisters, LGBTQ, abortion, politics, these are nothing new.
弟兄姐妹，同性恋也好，堕胎也好，政治也好，这些都不新鲜。
If you, in case you haven't noticed, we live in a sinful world.
你知道我们是活在一个罪恶的世界。
We live in a world where Satan has his work done.
我们活在这个世界呢，是撒旦在做工。
This is nothing new.
这一点都不新鲜。
But yet we're still here, right?
但是我们还是在这里。
But the biggest challenge to the salvation comes when we start to think we can make decisions for God.
而是呢，我们今天最大的危险是以为我们可以为神来做决定。
Salvation is all His work.
救恩都是神的工作。
Not ours.
不是我们的。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear God, we thank you for giving us your words.
亲爱的神，我们谢谢你把你的话赐给我们。
Again, our men's words are imperfect.
人所做的都是不完全的。
Your words are so rich. There's so much here to talk about.
你的话是那样的丰富，在这里面有往是那样的丰富，可以教导我们那样的多。
Lord, may you use these words to teach your people.
愿你用着这些话来教导你的子民。
So that our eyes may all be turned to you.
所以我们的眼睛都能够转向你。
That your name be lifted high.
所以你的名被高举。
That you may grow in our lives.
你可以在我们生命当中不断的长大。
And that you and you alone are the center point of our lives.
你和你自己是我们生命的中心。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.